Well, hey everybody, welcome to our online service. My name is Josh Erickson and I'm one of the pastors of Park Ridge Presbyterian Church. And if you are watching this service when it is published in real time, I want to wish you a happy 4th of July and to offer a word of appreciation and celebration for the 250th anniversary of the signing of the Declaration of Independence, which is the foundation of our country. We are so grateful to have this time together, and as we explore faith and life together this particular time, we're going to look at a story from Jesus, from the Gospels, that helps guide us in a time of celebration so that we understand what it means to really be a nation that is one nation under God. We hope this time together is a blessing. Thank you for joining us whenever you might be watching it. So one of the most interesting moments to me in all of Scripture is when human beings try to test or trap Jesus, or when they try to test or trap God. Now, you can't test or trap God per se, because God's not going to go for that, and Jesus isn't going to fall for it, but when Jesus was here with us on earth, we know that Jesus was tested here and there by different things and different people. And one of the times when Jesus was tested, it came from the group of the Pharisees. And the Pharisees had a particular goal, which was to get Jesus in trouble enough with the Romans so that the Romans would take action on Jesus. So there were multiple times where it says in the Gospels, the Pharisees tried to trick or trap Jesus. And here's a little bit of one of those times. According to, as it is found in the Gospel of Matthew, the Pharisees were trying to trick Jesus to make a declaration about allegiance when it comes to understanding what belongs to God and what belongs to the Romans, to the Caesar. And so they had a question to Jesus. It says, we know, Jesus, that God says there should be no partiality, right? And there is this opportunity we have, which is to pay taxes. So is it lawful to pay taxes because it shows your allegiance to God or our allegiance to the empire, to Rome? And Jesus, in his typical fashion, understands that they're setting a trap for him, or trying to, and he says to them, give me the coin that you use to pay. And they have a coin, which is quite the interesting moment, but we'll leave that for another time. And on the coin is the face of Caesar, the Roman emperor. And Jesus says to them, you should give to Caesar what belongs to Caesar, and you should give to God what belongs to God. Which actually then stuns them, as it says, and leaves them amazed with the wisdom of that answer. Because what Jesus is saying in that moment is, you need to be able to give what belongs to God, and what belongs to the world, and not conflate the two. Now, I want to be clear here that some people take this passage to be a definition of the separation of church and state because it deals with God and the state at the time. Additionally, it says many things there about what happens when we do certain things. But there's a background here that needs to be understood as well. This particular question that the Pharisees raised to Jesus is actually not a new one. It was one that had been around for 30 years or so. The Pharisees actually were popularizing a populist movement at the time that was making it such that they were protesting and resisting this tax that was being put on them. It made them popular with the people, but they didn't go so far as to make sure that they protested the tax by not paying it. And so this was sort of a political football of the day. And instead of falling into that trap, like Jesus would never do, like some of us might, Jesus says there's a better and a third way, a middle way that we need to live, which is to make sure that our loyalty always belongs to God. And as we are people of this world, we participate in a way that makes sure we put first things first. Now, what this means for us as followers of Jesus, it means for us that we need to make sure that our loyalty always lies with God, and that we participate in the world in a way that shows that and doesn't put our loyalty and our ultimate confidence into anything but God. And that's important for us when we think about all kinds of things, but it has a bearing for us as we think about being people who live in America and are seemingly and try to be one nation under God. Now, I don't know about that one nation part, but I do know that we have a thought about that under God part. Now, the under God part can be taken into mean a lot of different things. It means that we're under God, we're ruled by God, but I actually think, as pursuant to this part of the Gospel of Matthew, we want to make sure that it is God above nation, or nation under God. meaning that our love of God comes first and our love of nation comes second. And when we put God first, then we put the right things first. We put our neighbors first. We put the feeding of people first. We put our hearts in the right places. And then our appreciation, our love of country can come absolutely in order to follow. Which means that we can love our country, but we need to love God more. It means that we don't want to set traps for ourselves or traps for others or loyalty or fealty tests, especially in complicated times like we're in. But rather, we want to celebrate what is good and cling to the fact that God is even greater. So on this 4th of July weekend, especially as we celebrate the 250th anniversary of the founding of our country, it is all the more important for us to recognize how blessed we are, how living in this country is a gift beyond all measure in many ways. But as Christians, we know we are blessed even more by the fact that we are called to love God and love others. And when we do that, we make the world into the place that God wants it to be, and we make our country even greater. God makes it clear that we're supposed to give to God what belongs to God, and to the world what belongs to the world. Let's not mix the two today or any day. Would you please pray with me? God, we give you thanks for this opportunity we have to gather. We give you thanks for the freedom we have to worship. And we give you thanks for the tremendous blessing that it is to live in this country. Holy God, we are mindful that we did nothing to deserve this. And in fact, in many ways, we are people who are here by grace alone in every day. And God, we lift up to you all that is good and all that is great about our country. But also we lift up to you the ways in which you call us to bring about restoration when needed as your people. God, we pray over all the blessings we have and help us remember that we did nothing to earn them, but that they are a product of who we are. God, thank you for the grace you give to us that reminds us that we are simply always in need of your love and grace and patience. We pray this in your name. Amen. Thank you.